why you would shop anywhere else. Because if you don't understand why that's a good deal, then come up here to the station and I'll have Big Baby come out and hit you in the head with a hammer because you are not very smart. Mm-hmm. We don't say that word. Anyway, we do say Riverfest.
That's right.
It's right upon us. And now you have 47 hotels to work with.
46.
46 hotels. Yeah. Honestly, you have four?
We've got three. Third one opens on June 7th.
June 7th.
So we're going to miss Riverfest.
Just missed it.
Yeah, we're okay with it.
It's like, who's this slappy that put us a week behind schedule?
You know,
somebody's head's going to roll over this.
Yeah. We thought about it, and we really, it's like, you know, buying a brand new house and inviting thousands of people over. We decided to wait. You know,
I believe in soft opening.
Yeah.
And then you get the grand opening later.
Get past it. You know, let us work out all the kinks, here, make sure everything's working right, and then get everybody in there.
That would be a hard one to bust out on for sure. That would be, be a
might
tough
tax
deal.
The new staff a little bit.
So what do you have available?
Well, the Courtyard. We're still doing, we always been doing our Riverfest package for, ever since we opened, but we changed it up this year. It used to be $299 two nights. You get tickets, breakfast each day. This year, we upped the price a little bit to $179 per night to make it easier to book because it was kind of confusing online. Still get the two tickets, breakfast for two each day, but we're going to put the armbands on you when you come into the hotel so you don't have to go get tickets, then go stand in line to get armbands.
Oh, that's cool.
So save you a little bit of time. And then also you get one of the new Riverfest prints that came out for this year. You know, they always do a print.
I haven't seen it yet. Okay.
So we're going to give one of those to you as well when you check in. So it's part of the package.
Boy, how lazy do you have to be where you need people to put your wristband on for you? I mean, really.
Well,
I'm all
you
about
they have to put the wristband on you. Someone from Riverfest does, but they're letting us do it for our Riverfest package people.
That
this
is
year.
Pampering right there. They're actually going to give you a room, a beautiful place. They're going to get you breakfast, a Riverfest print, and they're going to put on the wristband for you.
Exactly.
And that is a great location. I like that hotel, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great place.
Oh, it's fantastic. We've done it before.
I've stayed there.
It's been unfortunate the last few years, much to Deanna's chagrin. She's been all over me about this, but we've been out of town on Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
So we've missed Riverfest the last few years. But Christy and I, one night, we had some friends in town. We stayed down there. We went to see a couple of shows, and then we stayed downtown at the hotel. So you don't have to drive anywhere.
You can't beat it.
Fighting the crowds is fun when you can actually see your hotel. You don't mind weaving through them to get to your hotel. That's kind of fun.
If you have to deal with parking and all that.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. No, it's perfect.
And then what's the other hotel?
The Hampton Inn Suites.
I've not stayed there yet.
Yeah, and we don't do a package down there, but it's still, literally right in the middle of everything. You know, and the rates over there, I think we're doing $139, $149, somewhere around there. But, you're still in the middle of it all. And on the Hampton side, breakfast is included already. And it's a really good breakfast. It's free. So, and it'll sell out, too. It sells out a little bit slower. I still got about 20 rooms left at the Courtyard each night.
Okay.
In Hampton, I probably got about 40. Well, about 20, 30.
What's the rack rate at the Hampton?
$139, $149.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But no tickets and all that?
No.
Okay. Also, Jeff is he's got a kind heart, in addition to being a fine businessman.
That's right.
He is with the Hat Club, and they have a Bago National Championship being put on by the Hat Club. And this is, again, a game that originated right here in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Yes. We talked about, I guess last week with Tommy and them, that I didn't even realize that it was made in Hot Springs.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, Riverfest approached the Hat Club about putting on the tournament, and then Bago approached Riverfest about putting on tournaments, so now we're all three kind of involved. We're helping promote it, and then Bago will actually run the tournament because that's what they do. Mm-hmm. They run tournaments nationwide, but we're doing it the Saturday of Riverfest. This is the first national championship they've ever done. They regional stuff like that, and hopefully we can get this to where this is the national championship, and then they have other tournaments around the country are kind of like play-ins, so those guys that win a tournament, they get to come play in this tournament and be the national champion. But it's a pretty good deal.
It's very cool.
Yeah, and especially the cool thing about the trophies for the first place winners, each person gets their own set of Bago boards that have a trophy printed on it. They say first place national Bago champion. So if you take that to a tailgate, granted, no one may want to play you.
Right.
But
to say, you're not getting anyone to play with you.
No, but it's that's a pretty good bragging rights.
It's hard to sandbago someone
exactly.
if they're going to do that. Yeah.
So it's and $100 per team. They get you each a ticket into Riverfest. You get a couple drink tickets, get a beer, Coke, whatever you want. And then, get to play in the tournament. It's double elimination, so you get to play at least three games. So it's a good deal.
And the winner gets $1,500 cash.
Yep. No way.
How do you do?
Cash.
Yeah, yep. I mean, the Bago games are awesome. That's a great prize.
Right. You're like, yay,
$1,500 cash.
Yeah, I would
cash
say that before the boards. That will get people set up. The boards are fantastic.
Yeah.
But cash,
cash
is king.
Yeah.
Although the people that are serious about it will probably value the boards.
Exactly. We got some folks coming from Sacramento.
Flying in.
I think Kentucky. There's a team coming from, a team from Kentucky coming
probably
in.
A brother-sister team.
Probably.
Sorry. I couldn't resist. $100 team entry gets you what he said, and then a $300 sponsorship package as well.
Yeah, we're doing those, and basically the $300 you get your logo on a set of boards, and then we're gonna, you know, use those boards during the tournament. And after it's over, you get the set of boards for your, you know, company, cool, restaurant, whatever you want to do, you know. And that way you can have them, especially for bars and restaurants. You know, they could keep them, do bag of tournaments in there, or give them away, whatever they want to do.
Now, does this benefits Riverfest?
Yes, Riverfest, and then the Hat Club. We're donating all our money to Fighting Fancy, which is Heather Owens. She started that, you know, for bags to give to women going through radiation or chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just
kind of a comfort bag.
Comfort bag, yes. Mm-hmm. So we're giving all our money to her to help her out, because she's, you know, local and just kind of starting out.
She's
wonderful.
Yeah,
so getting behind her a little bit.
What other events do y'all have planned at the Hat Club?
We're doing our crawfish cookout, our annual thing. That is May 19th, maybe? Saturday? It's May 19th, Saturday?
May 18th?
May 18th.
18th. Same day. It is an 18th.
Yeah. Same day as Buzzbecue, so I could do barbecue and crawfish in the same day. What time is your deal?
How's your stomach?
Is it a night?
Yeah, it's a night.
Perfect.
It's an evening deal.
What time?
It starts probably, I don't know exactly, but I think 6.
Once you let us know.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice combo meal with the Buzzbecue all day.
Yeah, it's this will be our, I think, fourth year in a row, and it's always gone very well, and we have a silent auction.
Where is it?
At the River Market.
Pavilions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. All right, that's good. I'm going to have to definitely get a sitter that day and do both. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right, so, again, May 25th, and then before that, we've got the crawfish event.
Right.
Now, what about if people want to get in the Hat Club and be part of that? Is there a lengthy process you have to go through to be voted in?
Not really. I mean, kind of you submit an application, and then we have a committee that reviews applications, and we take on new members every year.
What do you consider Hat Club worthy?
Someone that just really wants to, kind of my deal with it is you want to give back, and you don't want to be affiliated with one specific charity. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Sorry, the bumper started.
My deal, not be targeted with one specific charity, because we do, this will be, with the Bago, this is our fourth, we do four events a year now.
Okay.
We do this, we do the crawfish, we do a golf tournament, and we do the wiffle ball tournament in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and each one benefits a different charity.
Uh-huh.
And then we also do, we get, obviously, every charity asks us to help out with events. So we try to get 8 or 9 guys to go help with, the Komen race.
Very cool.
Just different charities, and it's kind of our deal. Maybe not give them money, but give them time. It's kind of our deal.
Sometimes time is more important,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
How do they submit?
Go to our Facebook page and just, send us an email through there.
Okay.
That's the easiest way to get us to is faster.
All right. Do you have to be 21 to compete in the Bago tournament?
Well, we dropped it to 18.
Do you have to be 18 to be in the
18,
Bago tournament?
Yep.
You're working your show prep, pal. Sorry. Kidding. That's a good deal. Okay.
Yeah.
And again, lots of money on the line, lots of fun, certainly guaranteed. So, and some big cash if you're a winner. How many teams do you expect anticipating this thing?
We, more the merrier, but, we hope around 60, 70.
Okay.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. I've only got to beat. Okay, that's cool.
Good crowd.
I think that you can do that. Todd Williams, who runs Bago, and think 3 or 4 hours. It's not, he can run through them pretty quick.
That's cool.
Yeah.
30 or 40 boards out there. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
If I skipped going home for all these graduation parties I have to go to, and I won the 1500 and divvied some of that up amongst the graduates,
they'd be happy.
Brother, cousin, nephews. I mean, we got all kinds of people graduating.
Yeah. They want your money. They don't want your time.
Yeah, they much rather have. Exactly. They don't want a Bago board.
About you.
I get the Bago board. I give them the cash. And I don't have to drive the 9 hours each way. I'm assuming I'll win, of course. So there's that. Yeah, I think I might have to do that.
Sounds like a good deal.
What is the Facebook page?
HatClubLittleRock.com. Just go to Facebook, Hat Club Little Rock.
Yeah. Good question, Big Baby. Good question.
And to sign up for the Bago, just go to RiverFestArkansas.com.
All right, very good. Jeff, good work.
Yeah.
How's the family doing?
Everybody's good. So my little boy turned 7 this month.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys done Disney yet?
No.
We're doing Disney this year.
Are you?
First time for the little one.
He's ready. He sees the commercials and, just is awestruck.
I kind of feel about Disney like Jim Boeheim does. I'm not really that excited about it, but I'm excited for my kid.
Yeah. I kind of want to do the cruise, too. The Disney cruise looks kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. I had friends who just did it. They absolutely loved it.
Yeah. It seems like a good deal.
Everybody I know who's gone has enjoyed it. I will say this. The last time I took a kid to Disney, it was my oldest. And we did all the parks. He fought us every step of the way. He didn't want to ride much. It was hot. It was miserable. The whole thing's, it was rough. So we're on the flight back, and I look over to him, and I go, man, what a great trip. I lied. What was your favorite part, son? And he thinks for a moment, and he says, probably the trip to Outback Steakhouse. He's lucky he didn't have an ejection seat.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was great. I'm like, I'm so glad we spent all that money to go to
Outback. Yeah, exactly. I got to take you to Outback and Little Rock. Perfect.
kids. God bless them. They do love going to Sport Clips, so that's one thing I can definitely get on board with. Precision Haircut.